Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a direct connection with the divine? Just imagine, heavenly visions, impactful prophecies, and a glimpse of God's very throne. Sounds like something out of a movie, doesn't it? But what if I told you this actually happened? Get ready for an epic journey through the eyes of Ezekiel, the prophet who saw the impossible and changed the course of history. Many people think prophets are a thing of the past, distant figures in dusty pages. But what if Ezekiel's visions were more relevant today than ever before? What if amidst the chaos of our modern world, we could find hope and direction in the same words that echoed millennia ago? Here's the shocking truth. Ezekiel's revelations have the power to transform your life right now. At the height of the tumultuous 6th century BC, the political landscape was seething with tensions between the great powers of the time. Ezekiel, a young priest from Jerusalem, could hardly imagine that his life was about to change drastically. As the prophet walked the dusty streets of the holy city, rumors about the approaching Babylonian army spread like wildfire. The heart of Israel palpitated with fear and uncertainty. In 597 BC, the dreaded King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon finally arrived at the gates of Jerusalem. With his overwhelming force, he conquered the city and deported many of its inhabitants, including Ezekiel. The young priest found himself torn from his homeland, forced to embark on an arduous journey into exile. As he walked along the dusty road, Ezekiel couldn't help but wonder, why did God allow this? Upon arriving in Babylon, Ezekiel and his compatriots found themselves in a completely new world. The imposing walls of the city, the hanging gardens, and the temples dedicated to foreign gods were a shock to eyes accustomed to the simplicity of Jerusalem. However, it was in this hostile environment that God chose to reveal himself to Ezekiel in an extraordinary way. Imagine yourself in Ezekiel's place, far from home, surrounded by a strange culture, and seemingly abandoned by God. How would you react? Many of us would probably feel lost and hopeless. But Ezekiel? He was about to embark on the most incredible journey of his life. God had grand plans to use this young priest as his spokesperson. On the banks of the Chebar River, Ezekiel had his first divine vision. The heavens opened, and he beheld God's throne in all its glory. This experience marked the beginning of his prophetic ministry. From that moment on, Ezekiel was no longer just an exiled priest. He became a direct channel of God's word to his people. Ezekiel's calling wasn't easy. He had to deliver difficult messages of judgment and warning to a rebellious nation. Often his words fell on deaf ears. But Ezekiel persevered, confident that God would strengthen both him and Israel through these trials. His unwavering faith serves as a powerful example for us today. As the years passed, Ezekiel's prophecies were fulfilled one by one. The fall of Jerusalem, the fate of neighboring nations, everything happened as he had foreseen. But Ezekiel wasn't just a prophet of destruction. His visions also spoke of hope, restoration, and a glorious future for Israel. He painted a vivid picture of a new temple and a renewed nation. Ezekiel's ministry teaches us a valuable lesson. Even in the most difficult circumstances, God is at work. When we feel exiled in our own lives, trapped in situations that seem hopeless, we can remember Ezekiel. Just as God used the exile to shape Ezekiel and his people, he can use our struggles to refine us and prepare us for something greater. Ezekiel was no ordinary man. He carried on his shoulders a dual responsibility that few in Israel's history could claim. As a priest, Ezekiel intimately knew the rituals and laws that governed worship in the temple. His hands were accustomed to offering sacrifices, his heart attuned to the nuances of divine law. But God had even greater plans for this faithful servant. Imagine Ezekiel's surprise when, in addition to his priestly duties, he was called to be a prophet. Suddenly, the one who interpreted the law also became God's direct spokesperson. It was as if he had one foot in the past, honoring ancient traditions, and another in the future, proclaiming new divine revelations. This unique duality gave Ezekiel an extraordinary perspective on God's will for his people. As a priest-prophet, Ezekiel became a living bridge between heaven and earth. He could explain divine visions with the precision of a priest, and convey God's law with the passion of a prophet. This rare combination made his messages deeply meaningful, touching both the intellect and the heart of his listeners. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have this direct connection with God? The deep knowledge Ezekiel had of laws and rituals wasn't just information in his mind. It was a key to unlocking the mysteries of the visions he received. When he saw God's throne, for example, he could understand its significance in a way that few could. He knew that every detail, every symbol, carried a weight of glory that went beyond common human understanding. Ezekiel's visions were often dramatic and sometimes disturbing. He saw wheels within wheels, creatures with four faces, a valley full of dry bones. For many, these images would be incomprehensible. But Ezekiel, with his priestly background, could decipher these complex symbols and convey them to the people in a way they could understand and apply to their lives. Ezekiel's dual role teaches us a valuable lesson: the importance of combining knowledge and spiritual experience. Often, we tend to separate the study of God's Word from the practical experience of His presence. But Ezekiel shows us that these two things are complementary. The more we know God through His Word, the more deeply we can experience His presence in our lives. How can we apply this in our spiritual journey? Start by studying the Bible with the diligence of a priest. Dive into the Scriptures. Learn their principles. Familiarize yourself with their stories. At the same time, be open to spiritual experiences, as Ezekiel was to his visions. Pray for discernment. Ask God to reveal Himself to you in new and surprising ways. Remember, just as Ezekiel used his priestly knowledge to interpret his prophetic visions, you can use your biblical knowledge to better understand the ways God is working in your life. This combination of study and experience can transform your spiritual walk, leading you to a deeper and more meaningful relationship with God. Have you ever stopped to think about the power a name can have? In Ezekiel's case, his name was more than just an identification, it was a living prophecy. Derived from the Hebrew Yehezkel, the name Ezekiel carries a profound meaning: God strengthens, or God will prevail. It was as if, from birth, Ezekiel was destined to be a channel of divine strength. Imagine growing up with a name that constantly reminds you and everyone around you of God's power and victory. For Ezekiel, every time his name was called, it was a reminder of God's strengthening presence in his life. This meaning wasn't just a linguistic curiosity. It became the essence of his prophetic mission. During the exile in Babylon, when all seemed lost for Israel, Ezekiel became a beacon of hope. His name echoed a promise. No matter how desperate the circumstances seemed, God would prevail. It was as if every prophecy, every vision, every word of comfort that Ezekiel uttered was a living affirmation of his own name. Think about how this applies to your life. You may not have a name that means God strengthens, but you carry the name of Christ as a Christian. How does this change your perspective on the challenges you face? How does being called a son or daughter of God shape your identity and purpose? Ezekiel's ministry was marked by moments of intense trial. He had to deliver difficult messages, face rejection from his own people, and bear the weight of divine judgment. But in every obstacle, in every moment of weakness, the meaning of his name reminded him who was in control. God strengthened him, and through him, God would prevail. There's a powerful lesson here for us. Just as Ezekiel lived up to the meaning of his name, we are called to live according to our identity in Christ. When we face difficulties, we can remember that the God who strengthened Ezekiel is the same God who strengthens us today. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. How about doing a practical exercise? Choose a Bible verse that speaks about God's strength or His victory. It could be something like Philippians 4:13 or Romans 8:37. Write it in a place where you can see it every day. Let it be a constant reminder, just as Ezekiel's name was for him, that God is your strength and that He will prevail in your life. Ezekiel's name wasn't just a label. It was a declaration of faith, a promise of victory, a constant reminder of God's faithfulness. And just as God used Ezekiel's name to shape his mission, he wants to use your identity in Christ to shape your purpose and destiny. Are you ready to live up to the name God has given you? Imagine yourself on the banks of the Chebar River in Babylon. The sky suddenly opens, and a breathtaking vision unfolds before your eyes. This is exactly what happened to Ezekiel. The prophet had an experience that would forever change his understanding of divine majesty. He glimpsed God's throne, a vision so extraordinary that it defied human description. The scene Ezekiel witnessed was of staggering complexity and glory. Imagine celestial creatures with four faces, each representing a different aspect of creation: man, lion, ox, and eagle. These creatures had four wings, symbolizing their ability to move quickly in any direction to fulfill divine commands. It was as if all creation was represented, paying homage to the Creator. But the vision didn't stop there. Above these impressive creatures, Ezekiel saw something even more marvelous: God's very throne. Described as made of sapphire, the throne radiated a cell, and upon the throne, a figure with the appearance of a man, enveloped in fire and bright light. It was a representation of God's glory so intense that Ezekiel could barely look directly at it. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to witness such a vision? How would it change your perspective on God and the world around you? For Ezekiel, this experience was transformative. It set the tone for his entire prophetic ministry, constantly reminding him of the greatness and majesty of the God HE. This vision wasn't just a visual spectacle, it carried deep theological meanings. The presence of the four creatures with their multiple faces suggested that God rules over all creation. The wheels within wheels, moving in perfect harmony, indicated God's omnipresence and sovereign rule over all earthly affairs. It was a vivid representation of divine control over the universe. Think about how this vision could impact your daily life. When we face challenges or feel overwhelmed by circumstances, remembering God's majesty and sovereign control can bring a new perspective. Just as Ezekiel found strength and purpose in this vision, we too can find comfort in God's greatness. How about trying to visualize this scene in your mind? Close your eyes for a moment and try to imagine God's throne, the celestial creatures, the radiant glory. Don't worry about capturing every detail. The point is to feel a bit of the awe and reverence that Ezekiel must have felt. How does this change your perception of God? How does it influence the way you approach your life and your challenges? The vision of God's throne wasn't just an isolated event in Ezekiel's life. It became the lens through which he viewed all reality. It constantly reminded him that no matter how chaotic the world seemed, God was still in control. And that same truth applies. When we feel lost or confused, we can remember God's throne, unchanging, majestic, and always in control. Ezekiel's words echoed through the streets of Jerusalem and the camps of the exiles in Babylon. His prophecies, laden with urgency and gravity, announced an imminent judgment. The prophet didn't shy away from delivering difficult messages. He knew that the people of Judah had strayed from God's path and the consequences were coming. Imagine the scene: Ezekiel, with eyes burning with conviction, proclaiming that the holy city would be destroyed. For many, this seemed impossible. After all, Jerusalem was the city of David, the location of God's temple. How could it fall? But Ezekiel insisted, warning that continued rebellion against God would bring devastating consequences. The prophet didn't limit himself to words. God instructed him to perform dramatic symbolic actions to illustrate his messages. One of the most notable was when Ezekiel had to lie on his side for 430 days, 390 days, for the sin of Israel, and 40 for that of Judah. Imagine the visual impact of this. People passed day after day seeing the prophet in this uncomfortable position, a living reminder of the duration of the nation's sin. Have you ever wondered how you would react if you saw a modern prophet performing such symbolic acts? Perhaps we can learn something from Ezekiel's willingness to step out of his comfort zone to deliver God's message. In what areas of our life might God be calling us to do something unusual or challenging for Him? Ezekiel's prophecies weren't just about Jerusalem. He also proclaimed judgments against neighboring nations that had rejoiced at Judah's fall. It was a powerful reminder that God is the judge of all nations, not just Israel. No one is beyond the reach of divine justice, but it would be a mistake to see Ezekiel only as a prophet of condemnation. His messages of judgment always came accompanied by a call to repentance. God, through Ezekiel, was extending a last chance to his people. "Why will you die, O house of Israel?" asked the prophet, pleading with the people to return to God. There's a profound lesson here for us. Sometimes we face judgments in our own life, consequences of our wrong choices. But just as God used Ezekiel to call Israel back, He is always calling us to return to Him. How about taking a pause now and reflecting? Is there any area in your life where you need to repent and turn back to God? Ezekiel's prophecies remind us that God takes sin seriously, but also that His mercy is always available to those who turn to Him. It's a delicate balance between justice and love that we see perfectly fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Just as Ezekiel's listeners had to decide how to respond to his messages, we too face that choice daily. Among all of Ezekiel's dramatic visions, perhaps none is as vivid and full of hope as that of the Valley of Dry Bones. Imagine the scene. Ezekiel is taken by the Spirit of God to a desolate valley, covered with dried-out bones. It's an image of total death and despair. But God is about to show the prophet, and us, that there's no situation so desperate that it's beyond His restorative power. God asks Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" It's a rhetorical question, of course. Humanly speaking, the answer would be a resounding no. But Ezekiel, wise in his humility, replies, "O Sovereign Lord, You alone know." He recognizes that with God, even the impossible becomes possible. How many times do we encounter situations in our lives that seem as dry and lifeless as those bones? Then something amazing happens. God commands Ezekiel to prophesy over the bones. As he speaks, there's a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones begin to come together. Tendons and flesh appear on them, and skin covers them. It's a scene of resurrection in slow motion, a powerful demonstration of God's creative and restorative power. But the vision doesn't end there. The bodies are formed, but still lifeless. God then instructs Ezekiel to prophesy again, this time calling the breath of life from the four winds. And when he does, breath enters the bodies, and they stand up, a vast army. It's an impressive image of total restoration, of life emerging from absolute. This vision wasn't just a visual spectacle, it carried a powerful message for the exiled people of Israel. They felt like those dry bones, hopeless, without a future. But God was showing that He could and would restore them. The message was clear. No matter how dead the situation seems, God has the power to bring new life. And what about us today? We all have valleys of dry bones in our lives, areas that seem hopeless, dreams that have died, relationships that have deteriorated. But Ezekiel's vision reminds us that nothing is beyond God's restorative power. What area of your life do you need to surrender to God today, believing that He can bring new life? Think about how this vision could apply to your community or nation. Maybe you see situations that seem hopeless, poverty, injustice, division. The vision of the Valley of Dry Bones challenges us not to give up, but to prophesy life and hope, believing that God can bring restoration even in the most unlikely circumstances. The final lesson of this vision is that restoration is a process. It didn't happen all at once. There were stages. Similarly, healing and restoration in our lives often happen gradually. Don't be discouraged if you don't see immediate changes. Keep prophesying, keep believing. The God who breathed life into those dry bones is the same God who is working in your life today. In the final chapters of the book of Ezekiel, we find one of the most intriguing and detailed visions in the entire Bible, the vision of the new temple. Imagine Ezekiel, transported in spirit to a high mountain in Israel, beholding a structure so grand and complex that it takes entire chapters to describe. This wasn't just a reconstruction of Solomon's old temple. It was something completely new and even more glorious. Ezekiel's vision is incredibly detailed. He describes precise measurements, elaborate gates, chambers for the priests, and a majestic altar. But the most impressive aspect of this vision isn't the architecture, it's the presence of God. Ezekiel sees the glory of the Lord filling the temple, just as it had happened with the tabernacle in the wilderness and Solomon's temple. It's a powerful promise that God will dwell again among His people. For the exiles in Babylon, this vision must have been a source of incredible hope. The temple in Jerusalem had been destroyed, and with it, it seemed that God's presence had abandoned them. But here was Ezekiel, describing a future where not only would the temple be restored, but God's presence would be even more manifest. It was a reminder that exile wasn't the end of God's story with Israel. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to see this vision through Ezekiel's eyes? Try to imagine for a moment. A temple so vast and beautiful that it defies description, with God's glory radiating from every corner. How would this change your perspective on worship? How would it affect your understanding of God's holiness and presence? The vision of the new temple wasn't just about a physical building, it was a promise of spiritual restoration. Ezekiel describes a river flowing from the temple, bringing life wherever it goes. It's a powerful image of God's grace flowing to a... What areas of your life or community need this life-giving water today? Many scholars see in this vision a foreshadowing of Christ's millennial reign, when he will rule the earth in righteousness and peace. Others interpret it more symbolically, representing the church or the body of Christ. Regardless of the specific interpretation, the central message is clear. God has a glorious plan for his people's future. For us today, the vision of the new temple serves as a powerful reminder that God is always working to restore and renew. Even when things seem to be in ruins, he is planning something even more glorious. What area of your life needs this perspective of hope today? Where do you need to trust that God is working, even if you can't see the results yet? Ezekiel's vision challenges us to broaden our perspective. Often we focus only on the here and now, but God sees the complete picture. He is working on a plan that spans generations and will culminate in his eternal kingdom. How does this eternal perspective change the way you approach your daily challenges? How does it inspire you to persevere in faith? We've reached the end of this incredible journey through Ezekiel's life and visions, but in reality, we're just beginning. The revelations of this extraordinary prophet aren't mere stories from the past. They're a call to action for each of us today. How will you apply these lessons in your life? Think about it. Ezekiel saw the impossible and believed. What about you? What valleys of dry bones in your life need God's breath? What areas seem hopeless but can be transformed by divine power? Don't underestimate what God can do through you when you open yourself to his visions and his voice. And what about your community, your country, the world around you? Ezekiel's prophecies remind us that God is in control, even when everything seems chaotic. How can you be an agent of hope and change, just as Ezekiel was? Are you ready for a transformation? To see the world with new eyes? To be a modern-day Ezekiel? The journey begins now, and each step can be a new revelation. Don't stop here. To continue exploring these powerful truths and discover how they can revolutionize your life, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and turn on notifications. There's so much more to learn, and together we can unravel the divine mysteries that Ezekiel only began to reveal. Are you ready for the next vision? If Ezekiel's visions impressed you, get ready for an extra dose of biblical inspiration. In our next video, Bible's Unbeatable Giants, How David and Moses Conquered the Impossible, you'll discover how other heroes of faith faced seemingly insurmountable challenges. Just as Ezekiel saw life emerge from dry bones, David and Moses proved that with God, the impossible becomes possible. Don't miss this opportunity to strengthen your faith and learn powerful lessons that can transform your life today.